Good morning, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
主内的弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Once again, as we come to look in God's Word, we need to remember there's one principle of Bible study that's absolutely indispensable.
当我们再一次来看主的话语的时候，我们要记在看主话语的时候有一个非常重要的一个原则。
And that principle is total reliance on God's Holy Spirit.
那个原则就是完全依靠神的圣灵。
The Bible is like our Lord Jesus. There's a human side and a divine side.
圣经就像我们主耶稣一样，有他神性的一面，也有人性这一面。
It's not enough just to have the human side.
光只有人这一面是不够的。
Only God can reveal God.
只有神能够把神启示出来。
And to see the divine side, God has to show himself.
要看到神的那一面，神要把他自己启示出来。
Before we pray together, I want to share a verse from Psalm 13 and verse 3.
在我们开始之前，我们先看诗篇第十三篇第三节。
Just one phrase from that verse. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
诗篇第十三篇第三节后半句，使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡致死。
Revelation is a matter of life and death.
启示是关乎生活死的。
We need revelation from the Lord.
我们需要从主那边来的启示。
Our natural mind will never think of the things of God.
我们天然的头脑永远不会想到神的事情。
We need our mind renewed day by day.
我们需要我们的头脑思想每一天，这个心思每一天都要更新来变化。
The renewing of the mind is seeing things the way God sees them.
心思更新变化的意思就是看事情是通过神的眼光来看这些事情。
So let's bow, please, in a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。
Our Father, we thank you again for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
父神，我们感谢你为住在我们里边的圣灵。
We thank you that by your life we can understand our Lord Jesus.
感谢你，因着你的生命，我们可以认识知道我们的主耶稣。
Take the veil away this morning, we pray.
主啊，今天早上我们求你把我们心中的帕子挪去。
Open our hearts to see and receive what comes from you.
打开我们的心，让我们看到从你那里来的。
Lord, protect your children from anything that is just from me.
主啊，求你保守我们，如果是从人来的，保守我们离开这些东西。
We commit this session unto you in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus.
我们把下面的时间都交托在你手里边，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we continue to look at our Lord Jesus, in terms of this heart Nazarite, Samson.
我们继续来看这个在心里边做拿细耳人。
It's God's will that every believer in this place be a lifelong heart Nazarite.
这个是神的心意，叫我们在座的每一位都一生做在心里边做一个拿细耳人。
Dedicated unto the Lord all the days of your life.
一生每一日都奉献给神。
Now, I'm not going to give a long review, but just touch on a few of the main points.
我不会这个复习太长时间，我就把一些重点提出来。
From lesson one, we had sort of an overview of the Samson story.
我们第一课大概提到了参孙一生的事情。
Judges 13 and verse 5, please.
士师记第十三章第五节。
For behold, you shall conceive, give birth to a son. No razor shall come upon his head. For the boy shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines.
诗诗记第十三章第五节，你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细尔人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
And we know from a great portion of the record that he was anything but a heart Nazarite.
我们看到他一生的话，他根本就不是一个心里做拿细尔的人。
I remind you, he started off well.
我提醒到他说他一开始是可以的，不错的。
Judges 13 and verse 25.
士师记第十三章第二十五节。
The Spirit of the Lord began to stir him in Mahanadan between Zorah and Eshtol.
士师记第十三章第二十五节，在马哈尼但就是索拉和以石陶中间，耶和华的灵才感动他。
We don't know. God has not told us how long he got it right.
我们不知道他花了多长时间，他才这个才正确，才改过来。
But we know that after a while he took his eyes off the Lord.
但是我们知道，过了一段时间，他的眼目就离开了神。
He knew that he was to be a Nazarite.To the Lord.
他知道他要在神面前做一个拿西尔人。
But he tried to do it in his own strength.
但是他是要靠着他自己的力量来做。
He thought he was the vine.
他认为他自己是很属神的。
He forgot that the Lord is the vine.
但是他忘了其实神只有神是神。
How long he lived with his eyes off the Lord, we're not told.
我们也不知道他离开神有多长时间。
But praise God, he finally was restored.
但是感谢主，他到最后他被恢复过来。
In our second lesson, we looked at two wonderful truths.
第二堂我们讲到两个非常宝贵的事实真理。
We looked at the amazing patience of the Lord with his sliding child.
我们看到神对他那些退后的儿女是如此的有耐心。
This is illustrated by how many times the Spirit of God rescued him when he did not deserve to be rescued.
我们这看到这一点是从神很多次把他从那种环境里面救出来，虽然他根本就不配。
How many times has the Spirit of God rescued us when we don't deserve to be rescued?
当我们还不配被神来拯救的时候，神有多少次他来拯救我们？
We deserve to be exposed as the hypocrites we really are.
我们真是很值得被爆出来，我们是一个假冒为善的人。
But over and over and over again, God was patient with Samson.
但是一次再次又次，神在参孙的身上有耐心。
The second great truth we looked at was God's determination to reteach Samson what he had forgotten.
然后第二个就是神要重新再教导参孙他应当所学的。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
撒加利亚书第四章第六节。
It's not by might nor by power.But by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
撒加利亚书第四章第六节，他对我说：“这是耶和华指示所挖伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。”
Over and over again, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, teaching him, Samson, don't you get it? You need my life.
一次再次神的灵降临到参孙的身上，告诉他你是要靠我才有这样的能力。
Ecclesiastes 3 says that God seeks that which we have passed by.
传道书第三章那里说，神要寻找那些我们所遗失的。
So often we forget.
很多时候我们都忘掉了。
And God reminds us.
但神却提醒我们。
Finally, in this story, God's patience and God's determination to teach him paid off.
那在最后，神的耐心和恒久的忍耐来教导参孙，结出果子来。
And there was a season in his life when he embraced again, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit.
就是在那最后那一季参孙的一生里边，他就认识到不是靠他的能力和力量，乃是靠神的灵。
Yesterday we left off with the very graphic story of the jawbone of the donkey.
昨天我们结束故事是结束在一个很有图画性的一个故事，就是。这个驴的下骨。
Samson had in his hand as an instrument the jawbone of a donkey.
参孙在他手里面拿着驴的这个下骨当做一个武器。
And with that instrument, God worked great miracle. He killed 1,000 of the enemy.
神用着这么一个器皿行了大事，杀死1,000个非利士人。
But after all of the patience of the Lord and after God's attempt to reteach him,
但是经过神的忍耐，要重新要教导参孙。
He stands there with the instrument in his hand, and in his own being, he says, "I'm ready to die of thirst."
那他杀完以后，他拿着那个驴的下骨，然后他从他自己说，我。我可以死了。
To him, it was an object lesson that he was the jawbone of the donkey.
对他来说，这是一个功课，就是说他自己就是那一个驴的下骨。
He was the instrument in God's hand.
他是神手中的一个器皿。
He was the instrument doing mighty things.
他是一个器皿做大事的一个器皿。
But God was thirsty.
但神是渴慕的。
God was not happy. He wasn't satisfied.
神不满足。
He had called Samson to be a heart Nazarite.
神召参孙做一个心里边做拿西尔的人。
And until Samson became that heart Nazarite, God would be thirsty.
神要让他做一个心里做拿西尔人，神为这件事情有渴慕。
So in a graphic way, God took that jawbone and had him break it.
我们就可以想象这幅图画，神拿着那个驴的下骨，拿起来把它折成两半。
And when he broke it, Samson discovered inside were fountains of water.
当他被折断以后，他就发现里边有泉源的水出来。
Samson, if you're going to be an instrument in my hand that satisfies my heart, you need to be broken.
对他说，参孙，如果你要做我手中的器皿，做我的仆人，你要被这样被破碎。
It appears that Samson understood because the next time we read a verse, it says,He judged Israel for 20 years.
好像他明白了，因为下一节就提到他下面20年他做以色列人的士师。
That brings us this morning to another scene in Samson's life.
今天我们就到三孙的下一步。
We saw how patient God was in dealing with Samson.
我们看到神是很有耐心的来对付参孙。
We saw how faithful he was in trying to reteach him that you need the Spirit of the Lord.
我们看到他神是很忠心的在那里教导参孙神的灵。
But now, in this scene, Samson will demonstrate how God deals with someone when they resist his patience.
在这一幕神就教导参孙当神当人有来拒绝神的时候，神是怎么来对付这种事情
？How does God deal with His child when He refuses to be taught？
当神的儿女 拒绝被教导的时候，神是如此怎么来对付这样的事情？
I'll confess right up front that this is a very hard lesson to teach.
我要承认这个是一个很难的功课。
I must be faithful to the Lord and present this lesson.
我必须要向神很忠心的来讲这一课。
I hope there's no one in this room who is refusing to respond to the patience of the Lord.
我希望在我们当中没有一个拒绝来接受神对我们的耐心。
I hope there's no one in this room that is hardened so that they won't be taught of God.
我也不希望在座没有一位是心里面是被刚硬的，不愿意接受神的教导。
But if there is, God has not given up on you.
如果有的话，神也没有放弃。
This is the well-known story of Samson and Delilah.
这个故事是那个很出名的参孙还有达利拉的这个故事。
This is what the Lord allows in a life when someone is very stubborn.
这个就是让如果一个人他非常的倔的话，这个在他生命会出现这样的事情。
So let me tell you the story of Samson and Delilah.
那我们就讲看一下参孙还有达利拉的故事。
I'm sure you're all familiar with it.
我想你们都很熟悉了。
This is the third woman in the record.
这个是参孙一生中第三个女人。
Well, not counting his mother.
如果不算他母亲的话。
The first was that Philistine woman that he desired to marry. She looks good to me.
第一个女的是那个非利士人的女子，因为她看起来我喜悦她。
The second one is in Judges 16, the harlot that he ran with.
然后第二个女人是在士师记第16章那个做妓女的那一个。
Now Delilah, she's not a wife or a harlot.
达利拉他也不是人的一个妻子，也不是一个妓女。
He's just a Philistine woman that Samson fell in love with and moved in with.
他就是一个非利士人一个妇人，他看上喜欢了，他就和他住在一起。
Judges chapter 16 and verse 4.
士师记第16章第四节。
After this it came about that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek whose name was Delilah.
士师记第16章第4节，后来参孙在索列谷喜爱一个妇人，名叫达利拉。
Now we need to understand that this really happened.
我们要明白，这个是的确是发生了这件事情。
This is literal.
这个是事实。
It's historical.
这是历史事件。
This is not like an epic poem and then we have a hero.
这个不是像什么史诗来记载一些传奇的故事。
Samson got messed up with a woman named Delilah.
这个参孙他就弄得一塌糊涂和这个叫达利拉的女人。
It's really a very sad story of a one-sided love and treachery.
这个就是非常一个悲剧，看到就是单方面的一个爱情。
I think the word tragic is not strong enough to describe what took place.
我想悲剧这个词不够强来形容这件事情。
But behind the literal history, there are spiritual principles.
但是在历史事件的背后有这样属灵的原则。
I want us to see the history, but then we've got to see the principles.
我们要看历史，但是我们更要看到背后的原则。
Many people just read the story of Samson,and Delilah, and they never go deeper to see the significance of that.
很多人就是看到这个参孙和达利拉的故事，但是没有更深一步看到他们背后的这些事情。
So, God assisting, I'd like us to look at the facts and then the spiritual significance behind the facts.
然后神就说我们要看事实，但是我们要看事实背后的属灵的实际。
We don't just want to read the story and then shake our heads and say, Oh, how sad.
我们不想只是说看着这故事，然后摇头说 这个太悲惨了。
I'd like to take from the story four facts.
我想从这个故事里边挑出四个事实来。
And make them pictures, spiritual pictures.
然后把它们转成一个属灵的图画。
Our brother presented his revelation in terms of pictures.
我们的弟兄来把启示录弄成一个图画的样子。
Delilah, she's literal, but she's also a picture.
达利拉是一个实际的人物，但是她也代表着一幅图画。
The cutting of Samson's hair, that's literal, that happened. It's also a picture.
剪参孙的头发也是一个事实，但是它也是一幅图画。
The terrible cost that Samson had to pay for having his hair cut. That's a picture.
参孙为着他的头发被剃掉，付上极大的代价，也是一幅图画。
And finally, the recovery. That's literal. It's also a picture.
那最后，这个他头发又长出来，这个恢复也是一幅图画。
So that's how I'd like to look at it. What does Delilah picture?
所以我们要看大利拉，它代表的是一幅什么图画？
What does the hair cut symbolize?
剪他的头发代表什么事情？
What does the literal consequences of the results of having your hair cut, what does that picture?
你把你的这样的头发剪掉，有什么样的结果？ 我们也要看这一幅图画。
And then the recovery, what does that picture?
然后最后有这样的恢复，我们也看那是什么样一幅图画。
Delilah is the last woman on earth that Samson ever lusted after with his eyes.
大利拉是参孙一生最后一个女人，她是有眼目的情欲来渴慕这个女人。So
let me set before you Delilah first.
我们先提一下这个大利拉。Chapter
16, verses 4 and 5, please.
士师记第16章第4到第5节。After
this, it came about he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, Entice him. See where his great strength lies, how we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. Then we'll give you 1,100 pieces of silver.
士师记第16章第4到第5节。后来参孙在索列谷喜爱一个妇人名叫达利拉。 非利士人的首领上去见那妇人，对他说：“求你宽哄参孙，探探他因何有这么大的力气，我们就用何法能胜他，捆绑克制他，我们就每人给你1,100舍克勒银子。”It's
not crystal clear if she was willing to betray him for 1,100 pieces of silver.
我们不知道非常的清楚，这个达利拉是不是要为这1,100两的银子来卖参孙。Or
five times that, because there were five princes of the Philistines that offered it.
或者是乘以5倍，因为有非利士人5个首领去见他。Most
commentators believe it was five times, 5,500 pieces of silver.
那很多圣经学者他们认为是5倍的，就是5,500两银子。
Judas betrayed our Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
我们知道这个犹大他出卖我们的主为了30两银子。
I think there's a verse in the New Testament about Judas that perfectly describes Delilah.
那我想在新约里边有一句话形容这个犹大的，是完全也形容了大利拉。
It's Matthew chapter 26 and verse 48.
那个就是在马太福音26章48节。
Now he who was betraying him gave them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, he's the one, sees him.
马太福音26:48，那卖耶稣的给他们一个暗号，说我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。
That was the ploy. Whoever I kiss, he's him. Sees him.
计谋就是我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。
Well, you know, in the story, Delilah used her charms to entice Samson.
那我们知道大力拉用她的这个冒昧来勾引这个参孙。
Her eyes, her embraces, her kisses, her body.
她的眼目，她的这个身体，她的亲嘴，这都是来勾引参孙。
She used her pretended love for him.
她用一个假冒的爱情来勾引他。
Even her tears.
甚至她的眼泪。
But the Spirit of God lets us in behind the scenes.
但是神的灵让我们看到背后的事情。
When you just read the history, you wonder how blind or how stupid was Samson.
当我们看的时候，我们读的时候，我们觉得这个参孙他真是很瞎眼，真是很笨的眼。
Judges 16:6.
士师记第16章第六节。
Delilah said to Samson, Please tell me where your great strength lies and how you may be bound to afflict you.
士师记十六章第六节，大力拉对参孙说，求你告诉我，你因何有这么大的力气，当用何法捆绑克制你。
Hello.
你要注意啊。
She spells it out for us.
他想什么他都说出来了。
Tell me your secret so we can put you in bondage and afflict you.
告诉我你的秘密所以我们可以捆绑克制你。
It's a game to him.
对他的状态好像是游戏一样。
He's playing with fire.
他就在那里玩火。
Judges 16:7.
16章第七节。
If they bind me with 7 fresh cords that have not been dried, then I shall become as other men.
三孙回答说，人若用七条未干的青绳子捆绑我，我就软弱像别人一样。
According to the Hebrew, we're told those cords were dried animal tendons.
希伯来人根据希伯来人的讲法说，这个青绳子就是干掉动物的那个筋。
They were used for stringing a bow for a bow and arrow.
他们是用来做那个箭头。包箭那个箭头用的。
Her treachery is clearly seen.
她的这个计谋很明显。
Chapter 16:9, please.
16章第九节。
Now she had men lying in wait in an inner room. And she said to him, The Philistines are upon you, Samson. But he snapped the cords as a string of tow snaps when it touches fire.So his strength was not discovered.
第九节，有人预先埋伏在妇人的内室里。妇人说：“参孙呐，非利士人拿你来了。”参孙就挣断绳子，如挣断经火的麻线一般，这样他力气的根由还是人还是不知道。
So she tries again, 16:10.
他又试第二次，16章第十节。
Delilah said to Samson, "Behold, you've deceived me and told me lies."Now please tell me how you may be bound.
第十节，大力拉对参孙说：“你欺哄我，向我说谎言。现在求你告诉我，当用何法捆绑你？”
Again he deceives her. Verse 11.
又一次，他又骗他了。第十一节。
He said to her, "If they bind me tightly with new ropes which have not been used, then I will become weak and be like any other man."
十一节，参孙回答说：“人若用没有使用。”过的心神捆绑我，我就软弱像别人一样。
Again, she's disappointed. Verse 12.
又一次，她就失望了。第十二节。
So Delilah took new ropes, bound him with them, and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson, for the men were lying in wait in an inner room." But he snapped the ropes from his arms like a thread.
十二节，大力拉又用心绳捆绑他，对他说：“参孙呐，非利士人拿你来了。有人预先埋伏在内室里，参孙将臂上的绳挣断了，如同挣断一条线一样。”
Delilah doesn't give up.
这个达利拉他是 不放弃。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Delilah said to Samson, Up till now, you've deceived me. You told me lies. Tell me how you may be bound. And he said to her, If you weave the seven locks of my hair with the web and fasten it with a pin, I'll become weak and be like any other man.
第十三节，达利拉对参孙说，你到如今还是欺哄我，向我说谎言，求你告诉我当用何法捆绑你。参孙回答说，你若将我头上七条发揪与尾线同枝就可以了。
You can see she's getting closer to the truth.
我们就看到他越来越 靠那个真理越来越近了。
Now he begins to talk about his hair.
现在他开始讲他的头发了。
But again, he disappoints her.
又一次他让他失望了。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
So while he slept, Delilah took the seven locks of his hair and wove them into a web. And she fastened it with a pin and said to him, The Philistines are upon you, Samson.He awoke from his sleep, pulled out the pin of the loom and the web.
第十四节，于是达利拉将他发揪与尾线同枝，将锥子钉住，对他说：“参孙啊，非利士人哪里来了？”参孙从梦睡中醒来，将机上的锥子和尾线一起都拔出来了。
Now, follow the history, because all of this is a picture.
我们来跟随这个历史的时候，因为我们看到整个就是这就是一幅图画。
Verses 15 and 16, please.
第十五和第十六节。
Then she said to him, How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You've deceived me these three times. You've not told me where your great strength is.And it came about when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him that his soul was annoyed to death.
第十五和第十六节，大利拉对参孙说：“你既不与我同心，怎么说你爱我呢？你这三次欺哄我，没有告诉我你因有何有这么大的力气。”大利拉天天用话催逼他，甚至他心里烦闷要死。
That's how it works. She said she loves you. She's out to destroy you.
这个就是这么一回事情。她说是她爱你，但是她的目的是为了毁灭你。
And she's going to press and press and press until she gets your heart.
她就那边一直催逼，一直她达到你心里的那些事情。
She's going to press and press until she gets the locks of your head.
他一直在那边催逼，直到他摸索到头上的那些发卷。
What a sad verse, verse 17 is.
第十七节是非常让人悲哀的一节。
So he told her all that was in his heart. And he said, A razor's never come on my head. I've been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I'm shaved, then my strength will leave me. I'll become weak.And be like any other man.
第十七节，参孙就把心中所藏的都告诉了他，对他说：“向来人没有用剃头刀剃我头，因为我自出母胎就归神做拿西尔人。若剃了我的头发，我的力量就离开我，我便软弱，像别人一样。”
I'll read what happens and the results, and then I'll return to the results in another connection.
我们看到发生什么事情，我们看到结果，我们回头会再看这些结果。
Verse 19 and through 21.
我们再读19到21节。
She made him sleep on her knees and called for a man, had him shave off the seven locks of his hair. Then she began to afflict him, and his strength left him. And she said, The Philistines are upon you, Samson.And he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
十九节，达利拉使参孙躺着他的妻睡觉，叫了一个人来剃除他头上的七条发揪，于是达利拉克制他，他的力气就离开他了。大利拉说参孙啊非利士人哪里来了参孙从梦中醒来心里说 我要像前几次出去活动身体，他却不知道耶和华已经离开他身了，离开他了。
Verse 21, please.
第二十一节。
The Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes. They brought him down to Gaza and they bound him with bronze chains, and he became a grinder in the prison.
二十一节，非利士人将他拿住，剜了他的眼睛，带他下到加沙，用铜链拘锁他，他就在监里推磨。
What a tragic end.
悲剧啊。
But it's not the end, because you know his hair grows again.
但是这不是最后的结局，因为他后来他头发又长出来了。
Praise God, the enemy cannot reach to the root.
赞美神，神不能达到我们的根。
Now, that's all history, but it's larger than history.
那我们读的这都是历史，但是我们要看的大过，超过历史。
Let me take you to the reality pictured by Delilah.
那我们去看这个，看大利拉图画背后的这个真理事实。
I believe that Delilah is a picture of this world, this world system.
我相信大利拉是这个世界和其上系统的一幅图画。
The wisest man that ever lived described this world in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2.
在世上最有智慧的一位，他这么形容这个世界，传道书第一章第二节。
Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And then he adds, and vexation of spirit.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Now since Delilah is a picture of the world, I just want to share several verses.That describes the world, and you'll see Delilah.
那既然大利拉代表这个世界，那我就用一些的东西来形容这个世界，那我们就看清楚大利拉这幅图画。
James chapter 4 and verse 4.
雅各书第四章第四节。
You adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes...To be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
雅各书第四章第四节，你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
You know what polygamy is? Many wives.
你知道这个多妻的这个词
？Polyandry, many husbands.
这个另外一个词就是有很多其他的东西。
And this verse begins, you adulteresses. It's talking about polyandry.
那他说你们这些淫乱的人，这是这些是多数的。
You see, when you turn to the world, you're cheating on Jesus.
当我们转向世界的时候，我们就背负了基督耶稣。
First John chapter 2.Verse 15 to 17.
约翰一书第二章十五到第十七节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life is not from the Father. It's from the world. The world is passing away and also its lusts.But the one who does the will of God abides forever.
约翰一书第二章十五到第十七节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不太在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，是永远长存。
We know that Satan is called the God of this world.
我们知道撒旦是这个世界上的神。
Over and over again, as you go through the scriptures, God uses an immoral woman to picture the world.
一次再一次，在圣经里面，神用这个淫妇来形容这个世界。
Think of the Samson Delilah story as I share this next verse.
我们读下面这些节的时候，我们要想着参孙和大吕拉。
Proverbs chapter 7 verses 21 to 23.
这节是箴言第七章二十一到二十三节。
With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Suddenly he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. He does not know that this will cost him his life.
箴言第七篇二十一到二十三节，淫妇用许多巧言诱他随从，用谄媚的嘴逼他同行。少年人立刻跟随他，好像牛往宰杀之地，又像愚昧人带锁链去受刑。只等剑穿他的肝，如同雀鸟急入网罗，却不知是自丧己命。
I think one of the most painful things to the heart of the Lord is seeing a Nazirite in the lap of Delilah.
我想最让神心难过的一件事就是看到参孙他躺卧在大利拉的膝上边。
Slowly, gradually, progressively, she entices, she lures, until finally,He's asleep on her lap.
慢慢的逐渐的一步一步的是他在那里勾引吸引参孙，只等到他最后躺在他的腿上膝盖上。
I don't think Samson was ignorant of what was going on.
我想参孙不是不知道发生了什么事情。
I think he was like many Christians today.
我想就像很多今天的基督徒一样。
And he's just thinking, it won't happen to me.
这种事情不会发生在我身上。
I can handle a little liquor.
我可以喝一点酒没有问题。
I won't become like the crowd I'm running with.
我也不像那帮这个像众人一样去跟随从他们。
I can chase after money and material things without coveting.
我可以追求这些属世的这些财富。我的心不会受他的影响。
I have willpower. I know how far I can go in my passion.
我的意志力很强。我可以，我知道我能根据我的这个，我的渴慕可以走多远。
A little flirting, that's not going to hurt my marriage.
婚外去这个和别的女有些勾引了，没对我来说没有不是大问题。
Dear friends in Christ, it is so subtle, so slow, this deception.
在主里的亲爱的朋友，亲爱的，如果这些的都是非常小的、非常的隐秘的一些这样的事情。
The world, I promise you, is not a lover. It's out to kill you.
我跟你讲，这个世界不是你的一个爱人，他乃是要杀掉你。
You'll always stay longer than you expected to stay.
你会跟他在一起的时间超过你一开始所预期的。
You'll always go further than you expected to go.
你会跟他一直走更远，超过你所预期的。
You'll always pay more than you expected to pay.
你付的代价超过你所预期的。
All that sweet talk from the world, may God deafen your ears to that.
世界上这些甜言蜜语，求神让我们听不到这样的声音。
Proverbs chapter 5 and verses 3 to 5.
箴言书第五篇三到五节。
The lips of an adulteress drips honey, and smoother than oil is her speech, but in the end,She is as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of Sheol.
箴言书第五章三到五节，因为淫妇的嘴滴下蜂蜜，她的口比油更滑。 至终却苦似阴沉，快如两刃的刀。他的脚下入死地，他的脚步踏入阴间。
I hope the Lord teaches each one of us how helpless we are apart from the life of God.
我求神来教导我们，离开了神，我们是如此的，是好一点好一点帮助都没有。
We'll go the way of Demas in 2 Timothy 4:10.
我们看迪马是在提摩太后书第四章第十节。
Demas, loving this present world, has deserted me.
提摩太后书第四章第十节，因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
And so just hold that for a moment. Delilah is a picture of the world.
达利拉是这个世界的一幅图画。
Now we've already touched on the hair as a picture.
我们已经提到头发也是一幅图画。
It was part of the Nazarite vow. You can't cut the hair.
那个是拿西尔人的约的一部分。
And I suggested God chose a living thing that had a vital connection to the head as his picture.
我想让一个活的东西和这个头连在一起来作为一个图画。
The cut hair, the shaven head is a picture of broken fellowship with the Lord, with the head.
一个被剃光的头代表了与神的交通断绝。
Now, it wasn't only his hair, but it was also his heart.
不仅是他的头，更是他的心。
Let me just read these verses again, please.
我们再读。
Chapter 16, verse 4.
第十六章第四节。
After this, it came about that he loved the woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
诗记第十六章第四节，后来参孙在峻烈谷喜爱一个妇人，名叫大利拉。
It's not just anymore she looked good to me.
不仅是她，我看我她看起来很好。
But now his heart is involved.
这边她心也投入在里边。
Judges chapter 16 verse 15.
诗记第十六章第十五节。
She said to him,How can you say, I love you, when your heart is not with me?
十五节，达利拉对参孙说，你既不与我同心，怎么说你爱我呢？
His heart is involved. He's been telling Delilah, I love you.
他的心是投入在里边，他告诉了达利拉说，我爱你。
Judges 16 verse 17, please.
诗诗记十六章第十七节。
So he told her all that was in his heart.
参孙就把心中所隐藏的都告诉了他。
When she heard that and believed it, she ran to the Philistines.
她听到相信了就去腓力士人那里。
Chapter 16 verse 18.
十六章第十八节。
When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart,She sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up once more. He has told me all that's in his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came to her and brought the money in their hands.
十八节，大利拉见他把心中所藏的都告诉了他，就打发人到腓力士人的首领那里，对他们说，他已经把心中所藏的都告诉了我，请你们再上来一次。于是腓力士人的首领拿着银子上到妇人那里。
The Lord had been so patient with Samson. He had a history of God's patience.
神对参孙是一直是有这样的，一直有存忍耐的心，是有这样一个历史的。
Over and over and over again, God was teaching him, it's not by might and power, it's by my life, my spirit.
一次一次的神向他启示说不是靠能力不是靠力量那是靠我的灵。
But when he gave his heart away, his hair was cut.
但是当他的心被抛出来以后他的头发就被剪掉了。
It's all about the heart.
都是从心里边出来的。
I get great joy, I said, out of verse 22.
但是当我读到22节的时候，我心里面就满了喜乐。
The hair of his head began to grow again after it was shaved off.
22节，然而他的头发被剃以后，又渐渐长起来了。
When a person resists over and over the patience of the Lord,
当一个人一次又一次来拒绝神对他的忍耐的时候，
When a person hardens his heart and he won't be retaught the wonderful truth of the life of God,
当他刚硬他的心，不愿意再一次被接受神对他的这些美意的时候，
then God has to deal with that person as he had to deal with Samson.
那个时候神就要对付那个人，像他对付参孙一样。
It's amazing how low some people have to go before they come back to the Lord.
你会发现有的人会走很远的路，他们才会向神来回转。
I'm just going to take the facts and sort of give you the principles of what Samson lost. This is the third picture.
我就想把这个事实弄出来，看到他的背后的这个原则，看到参孙他到底失去了什么东西。
Delilah is a picture of the world. The cut hair is a picture of a broken fellowship with God.
大利拉是世界的图画，被剃光的头是与神断绝的交通。
And now I'd like to describe, in terms of Samson's story, the price you pay when you give the world your heart.
这个下面我就来形通过参孙我们看，当你把你的心给世界，你要付上代价的这幅图画。
Judges chapter 16 verse 20.
士师记十六章第二十节。
She said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." He awoke from his sleep and said, "I'll go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
十六章第二十节，大利拉说：“参孙啊，非利士人拿你来了。”参孙从睡中醒来，心里说：“我要像前几次出去活动身体。”他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
The first price that you'll pay when you give your heart to the world is you'll lose the sensible presence of the Lord.
当你把你的心给这个世界，你付上的头一个代价，就是你对神同在的那个敏感性。
I deliberately called it the sensible presence of the Lord because you'll never lose the fact of his presence.
我用这个词说来感觉得到神的同在，是因为神的同在不会完全离开我们。
Sometimes we think because we are new covenant Christians,
很多时候我们认为我们自己是新约里面的基督徒。
That we can't pray Psalm 51:11.
我们就不能祷告诗篇51篇11节那里边的话。
Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要把我从你面前赶出去，不要把你的灵从我身上挪去。
It's true, the Holy Spirit will never be taken from you.
我们知道神的灵不会从我们身上被挪去。
But you can lose the sense of the Spirit.
但是你会失去对圣灵的这个敏感性。
You can lose the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
你会失去与在灵里面的交通。
You can lose the power of the Holy Spirit.
你会失去从灵里面出来的力量。
What a price.
这个是极大的一个代价。
Let me ask this question. If the Lord departed from you in terms of his fellowship, would you notice it?
我问你，如果神和你的交通断绝了，你会不会知道呢？
Would you just continue as you are, go to fellowship, go to church, pray, read the Bible?
或者说你就跟像平常一样去聚会，去祷告，去读经？
It's a big thing to lose the sense of his presence.
这个失去他同在这个名，感觉得到他同在，这是极大的一件事情。
But he was a loser in another way, verse 21.
但是他又失去了一些其他的东西，在第十六章第二十一节。
The Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes.
21节，腓利士人将他拿住，剜了他的眼睛。
He lost his vision.
他失去他的眼目。
He had a problem. He was attracted to women. There's no question.
他有一个问题，他就是被这些妇人所吸引。
And in a sense, this was a deliverance. He never lusted again after a woman with his eyes.
这个另外一个角度来看，这对他来说也是一个释放，因为从这以后他就不再被其他的女人被勾引了。But
the principle of losing your vision is bigger than the literal.
但是失去属灵原则里边这个意象。
It's to live in darkness. It's to have God cut off His revelation.
就是活在一个黑暗里边，因为你和神的启示被断绝掉了。
He lost his vision of a heart Nazarite.
他失去一个在心里边做拿细耳人的意象。
That's partly what he had in mind when he said, "Lord, let me be avenged of my eyes. I lost my vision."
这个就是当三孙说，求你恢复我的视力，让我来为我失去的眼睛来报仇。他这么说的其中一个原因。He
not only lost the sensible presence of the Lord, he not only lost his vision.
他不仅失去与神同在，也失去他的眼目。But
in verse 21,
在第21节，
they brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze chains. He was a grinder in the prison.
这些腓利士人带他下到加沙，用铜链拘锁他，他就在监里推磨。He
lost his liberty.
他失去了他的自由。He
was now under the control of the enemy.
他是在仇敌的控制下。Absolute
no victory over the flesh.
他在肉体上完全没有得胜。You
see how serious it is? To give your heart to the world.
你看，当你把你的心给这个世界的结果是多么的严肃。
You're going to lose your relationship with Christ.
你会失去与基督的这个关系。
You're going to lose your vision.
你会失去你的意向。
You're going to lose the liberty, the freedom you had.
你会失去你的自由。
He lost another thing.
而且他又失去另外一件事情。
Verse 25, please.
第25节。
It happened when they were in high spirits. They said, "Call for Samson that he may amuse us." And they called for Samson from prison, and he entertained them.
25节，他们正宴乐的时候，就说叫参孙来，在我们面前戏耍戏耍。于是将参孙从监里提出来，他就在众人面前戏耍。
They say that being a grinder was a very degrading position.
我们说这个推磨是一个非常卑微的一个地位。
They forced slave women to do that.
那个时候他们会强迫妇人奴隶来做这样的事情。
And now here's mighty Samson, and he's lost his honor.
这里边我们看到这个大有能力的参孙在那里，他失去他的尊荣。
You lose the presence of the Lord.
他失去神的同在。
You lose your vision.
他失去他的意向。
You lose your liberty.
你失去你的自由。
You lose your honor.
你失去你的尊严。
He lost more. He lost his testimony.
他失去更多的就是他失去了一个见证。
Verse 23 and 24.
23、24节。
The lords of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice, for they said, "Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hands." And when the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, "Our God has given our enemy into our hands, even the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us."
23、24节，腓利士人的首领聚集，要给他们的神大滚献大祭，并且欢乐，因为他们说，我们的神将我们的仇敌参孙交在我们手中了。 众人看见参孙就赞美他们的神说，我们的神将毁坏我们的杀害我们许多人的仇敌交在我们手中了。
In the mind of the Philistines, this wasn't between them and Samson.
这个对腓力士人来说，这件事情是关乎他们和参孙的。
In the mind of the Philistines, this was a war between the gods.
在他们的腓力士人头脑里边，这个是两位神的一个竞争。
This was a battle between the God of Israel and the God of the Philistines.
这个是以色列人的神和腓力士人神的一个竞争。
And when Samson lost, in their mind, God lost.
当参孙失败以后，在腓力士人的印象里边，他的神也失败了。
That's why they were celebrating their God is greater than the God of Israel.
所以他们就在那里庆祝他们的神是超乎以色列人的神。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you take this seriously. This is what happens when you give your heart to the world and break connection with Jesus Christ.
在主内的弟兄姐妹们，我希望你们很严肃地对待这件事情。当你们把心给这个世界的时候，你们和基督的这个关系就断绝了。
In every way you look at it,
你不管怎么看，
you're a loser.
你都是一个失败的人。
You lose the presence of the Lord.
你失去神的同在。
You lose the vision of the Lord.
你失去神的意象。
You lose your ability to have victory over sin.
你失去对能够胜过罪的这个得胜。
You lose your honor.
你失去你的尊严。
You lose your testimony.
你失去你的见证。
And he lost something else.
而且更失去其他的东西。
He was called to be a deliverer.
他被呼召是要来拯救别人。
He lost his privilege as an instrument in the hand of the Lord.
他失去这个特权，就是在神的手里边做一个器皿。
I don't want to end on a sad note.
我不想结束在一个很这个悲伤的一个结果。
By the amazing grace of God, his hair began to grow again.
但是靠着神奇妙的恩典，他的头发又开始长起来。
I don't know what went through his mind and how much he contemplated, but I think he began to see more with no eyes than he saw when he had eyes.
那我想不知道他在那里思考多长的时间，但是我想他失去眼目时候所看到的超过他有眼睛的时候所看到的。
Judges 16:28 please.
士师记第16章28节。
And Samson called to the Lord and said, Oh God, please remember me.
28节，参孙祈告耶和华说，主耶和华，求你眷念我。
Please strengthen me just this time, O God, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes.
神啊，求你赐我这一次的力量，使我在腓力士人身上报那剜我双眼的仇。
This is a prayer he had prayed 20 years before.
这个是他二十年之前所做的一个祷告。
And now he says in verse 30.
那第三十节。
Samson said,Let me die with the Philistines. And he bent with all his might, so the house fell on the Lord's and all the people who were in it. So the dead were more whom he killed in his death than those he killed in his life.
16章30节说，我情愿与腓力士人同死，就尽力屈身，房子倒塌，压住首领和房内的众人，这样参孙死时所杀的人比活着所杀的还多。
I suggested earlier that his request to die fossilized the great principle that we must die to ourselves.
但我们之前我们提过，他这个他愿意自己死，他最后一个总结就是说，我们要向我们自己死。
If we're to understand the final victory,We need to understand what was going on there when God gave him the victory.
We need 得胜的话，我们要看到当神最后一次使他在那个时候得胜这个图画。
Verse 23 and 24.
16章23到24节。
Now the Lord of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their God, and to rejoice, for they said, Our God has given Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God, and they said, Our God has given our enemy into our hands, even the destroyer of our country, who has slain many of us.
16章23节，腓力士人首领聚集，要给他们的神大滚献大祭，并且欢乐，因为他们说，我们的神将我们的仇敌参孙交在我们手中了。众人看见参孙，就赞美他们的神说，我们的神将毁坏我们的、杀害我们许多人的仇敌交在我们手中了。
They're praising their God because he was victorious over Jehovah.
他们在那边赞美他们的神，因为他得得胜在与耶和华竞争的里边。
Understand where this is taking place.
我们要明白这在哪里发生这样的事情。
This is not some large political building.
那个不是什么一个政治性的一个大的建筑物。
This is not a civic center.
这个不是市中心，这个不是什么市中心。
This is not a large room in some restaurant.
这个不是什么大的餐馆里面一个大的房间。
This is not a school or a dance hall.
这个不是学校的跳舞的那个大的大厅里边。
This took place at the great temple of Dagon.
这个件事情发生是在他们的神大滚的殿里边。
It's not about how many Philistines died.
这个不是说多少腓力士人死掉了。
In this victory that Samson had at the end, he gave honor back to the Lord.
乃是说最后他死的三孙死的时候他把尊荣归给他的神。
He vindicated the glory of God.
他得回神的荣耀。
He was more victorious in bringing down that idol temple than he had been in his whole life.
他把那个偶像的殿拉倒的荣耀超过他一生所得到的。
The Philistines thought the war of the gods was over.
腓力士人认为他们的神就这样就终止了，就结束了。
After this, the Philistines feared the God of Israel.
但是这件事之后，这些腓力士人就开始敬畏以色列人的神。
When Samson pulled that house down,The Lord of heaven and earth was given great glory.
当参孙把那个殿拉倒之后，这些人就把荣耀归给天上地上的这位神。
So this is the story of what happens if we're too stubborn to respond to God's patience.
这个就是如果我们太倔，太刚硬，不愿意回复神对我们的教导的一个结果。
There's no way that we can win. We lose everything.
我们没有办法能胜过神，每一次我们都会失败的。
Now I want to close by being a little bit personal, please.
那最后呢，我想讲一点个人的事情。
I think all of us from time to time have been tempted to take our eyes off.Our dear Lord Jesus.
我想我们每个人都会时不时都会被试探，我们的眼目要离开我们的主耶稣。
It doesn't happen all at once. It begins with a wink, and we are lured in.
不是说一下子就很大的就冲击过来，都是一开始很小的一个开始，好像一个人在那里给你眨一个眼一样。
I don't think any Christian really plans.To have his hair cut.
我想，基督徒不是打算要让他们的头发都被剃光。
It's possible that there's someone in this room who has gone the way of Samson.
有可能在我们当中有人已经走上了参孙这条道路。
And you might think that you have lost all of that, and maybe it's too late for me.
也许你会觉得我已经失去这一切了，我对我来说已经太晚了。
I told you in the introduction of this series that there was always a provision if you messed up the Nazarite life, you could begin again.
但是从一开始我就提到，如果说你在拿西尔的生活上你离弃了，你失败了，你总是可以重新开始。
Even if it was at the end.
就算是在最后的时候。
Delilah pictures the world.
达利拉代表这个世界。
I want to give you two passages on the world.
那我想给你们两节圣经关乎这个世界。
One we've already quoted, so we won't read it again. It's 1 John chapter 2, 16 and 17.
第一节我们已经提到过了，就是在约翰一书第二章第16到第17节。
But he describes all that's in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
就是世界上的事，就是肉体的情欲，情欲，眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。
So I want you to picture over here everything included in the world.
我想我们就试着来视觉来想象一下，这边包括世界上一切所有的东西都在里边。
The verse continues, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
但是圣经里面提醒说，那些遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So on this side, you have the world, and on the other side, you have the will of God.
在这一边是世界，在这一边是神的旨意。
Now here's the second verse.
第二节。
It's John chapter 16 and verse 33.
约翰福音16章33节。
Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
后半句，但你们可以放心。我已经胜了世界。
I wouldn't trade anything for that verse.
我不要用任何东西来与这一节圣经来交换。
Let me say it a different way.
我换句话说。
The world is here, the will of God is here.
世界这边，神的旨意在这边。
And Jesus said, Behold, be of good cheer, I have overcome everything that stands between you and the will of God.
但是主耶稣基督说，但你们可以放心，我已经胜过了这个世界和其中一切的东西。
What a glorious message for the one that wants to be a heart Nazarite.
这个对一个要做心里边做拿细的人是一个多么荣耀的一个信息。
And you might say, I've given my heart to the world.Now help me give my heart back to the Lord.
你现在可以说，我曾经把我的心给了这个世界，现在求你帮助我把你的心重新归回。
I want to share with you what the Lord shared with me about a month ago.
我想分享一下神大概一个月以前所教导我的。
I had the privilege to go to France and minister.
我有一个机会去法国去有些服事。
And I met a 20-year-old French boy who finally said, Will you help me give my life to Jesus?
我看到一个20岁的一个年轻男孩子，他最后说，你能不能帮我，使我归向你。
I was excited and I couldn't wait. I wanted to pray with him.
我非常的兴奋，我迫不及待的要和他一起来祷告。
But my French translator interrupted our conversation.
但是我那个法语那个翻译他就打断了。
Not with nonsense, but with the wisdom of the Lord.
不是说用一些没有用的话，他是用神的话。
Would you help me give my life to Jesus?
你要不要求你帮助我把我一生都奉献给耶稣
my translator said no
我的那个翻译说我不要
This is not time to give your life to Jesus
这个不是把你一生奉献给耶稣的时候
I almost had a heart attack
我心脏都要
But here's what he said
这边他是这么说
He said this is the time to receive a life not to give a life.
这个现在是要接受生命的时候，不是说要献你的生命的时候。
You're not able to give your life to Jesus. Receive His life.
不是说要把你的生命给他，乃是说 要从他那里接受他的生命。
And once you receive His life, He will enable you to give your life.
当你接受了他的生命，他就会使你能够把生命倾倒出来。
So if there's some Samson here saying, I want to give my life back to the Lord.
如果说在我们当中有哪些是参孙的话，你说我要把我的一生再还回给神。
It's time to receive his life so he can enable you to give your life.
现在是，其实是现在要从他那里接受他的生命，所以之后你才能够把你的生命倾倒出来。
You say, I'm so sick of the self-life, I want to die to self.
你说我对我自己的这个老己真是过够了，我要活出一个新的生命出来。
You know very well, I've seen it in your songs, in your conversation.
我看到太多了，从你们唱的诗，从你们私下的对话里边。
The issue of dying to yourself took place 2,000 years ago.
但是对象即死是2000年以前发生的事情。
When he died, you died.
当他死了，你也死了。
You don't have to try to die to yourself now. You have to believe that you're already dead.
你不是说你现在你要对自己死，你要相信你已经在他里边死了。
But if you insist on surrendering something to the Lord,
但是你要，如果你要坚持，我要向主来放下一些什么东西。
May I suggest Romans chapter 6 and verse 13?
我们要不要来一起看这个罗马书第六章十三节？
Present yourselves as those alive from the dead.
要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神。
We're so used to giving the Lord our messed up life.
我们都习惯了把我们这个破旧的生命献给神。
Lord, I failed. I'm no good. Take my dirty life.
主啊，你看我失败了，我像一个脏的衣服，求你把我这样一个肮脏的生命拿去吧。
He already did that 2,000 years ago.
他已经做了，2000年以前他就做了这件事情。
He doesn't want your dirty life now.
他现在不要你这个肮脏的生命。
Present yourself as those alive from the dead.
要把你献上在给神，像一个从死里复活的人一样。
What a surrender that would be.
这是何等的一个降服。
Lord, I surrender myself as one who's filled with the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我向你降服，像一个人被圣灵充满的一个人一样。
I surrender myself as one who has the righteousness of Christ.
我向你降服，作为一个被基督公义所充满的一个人。
I surrender myself as one whose life is hid with God in Christ.
我要向你降服，作为一个我的生命藏在基督里边的人。
This moment, you can become the heart Nazarite that satisfies the Lord.
你现在就可以做一个从心里边做拿细耳人，讨神的喜悦。
He has already overcome everything between you and the will of God.
他已经胜过你一切在你和神旨意中间的那些事情。
May God work these things in our life.
求愿神在我们身上来做这样的工作。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not left us on our own to apply these things.
天父，我们感谢你，你没有让我们单靠我们自己来做这些事情。
But you have put your Holy Spirit in our hearts.
你却把你的圣灵放在我们心里。
The one who searches the depths of God.
就是那一位来查询神深处的事情的那一位。
And reveals it unto us.
把这些事情向我们来启示。
Lord, we thank you for your grace that makes our hair grow again.
我们感谢你为着你使我们头发再一次长出来的恩典。
The Lord is my shepherd, He restores my soul.
神是我的牧人，他更新恢复我的灵魂。
If there's anyone here, Lord, young or old, we pray for a full restoration.
主啊，在我们当中，不管年轻年老的，求你给我们有一个完全的恢复。
Send us from this place.As heart Nazarites, we ask in Jesus' name.
求你从这边来差遣我们出去，做一个心里边做拿西尔人。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.